Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Character lost is not easily regained. Consider the words of Billy Graham. He said this: when wealth is lost, nothing is lost. When health is lost, something is lost. When character is lost, all is lost. It was Daniel's character that caused him to stay true to the changeless God while this world was changing all around him. Are you seeing the parallels of what's going on right now? Consider the fact that we're living in a pride-filled entitlement culture that celebrates wealth without work, pleasure without conscience, knowledge without character, commerce without morality, science without humanity. We're going to shut everything down. That's all. Listen, just shut it all down. Shut it all down. We're not going to let anybody do anything. Can I tell you, they have said in the educational communities, especially those that are willing to step up, that it's doing more damage to this generation of not being able to attend in school than COVID could ever do. We celebrate worship without a sacrifice. We want to come in, lift our hands, and pull the string of a sugar daddy God without a sacrifice being laid on the altar. Politics without principle. Actions without accountability. And here's what the Theodore Roosevelt said. He said, to educate a man in mind and not in morals is to educate a menace to society. I like what Dwight D. Eisenhower said. A people who values its privileges above its principles soon lose both. And we're on the edge of that. How about Jesus? Let's consider his quote. He said, if you want to be great in the kingdom, you become the servant of all. That does not equate, but it is the character of Christ. I want you to know your character will speak for you even in your absence. Those that have been around me, my board and my family and staff that have been around me, Pastor Jason, they will tell you, even in my absence, if there's a decision to be made, they'll say, well, this is what we think we ought to do, but I know that Pastor Rogers, boom, 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 because your character will speak to you even in your absence. Don't you think for a minute, boy, I feel like I'm preaching here to somebody. Don't you think for a minute that your kid who's getting ready to do something that they shouldn't do and they've been taught all of their life not to do it and to do something different, doesn't think about it just before that occasion the door opens up. Can I tell you, that's the divine reminder called the Holy Ghost. And if you'll put character in your house, then character will come out when the fire is burning. Because Daniel was skilled in the word of God, his gifts made room for him, the Bible says. His position, his purpose, even in an evil environment. Can I tell you, I've had more businessmen in this church tell me this over and over again. Pastor, I know it's been tough for a lot of people, but God has truly blessed my business. That's the reason why you better not blanket everything and say, well, the whole thing's going downhill. Can I tell you, it is God who steps into a vacuum like this and raises the level of the righteous to be able to be seen as the God. Come on, somebody. When God said, I'll bless you, Abraham, it wasn't just Abraham that got the blessing. Even to this day, Jewish people say to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because he keeps his word to 1,000 generations. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. I'm feeling my boldness these days. The righteous are as bold as a lion. Come on, say that with me. The righteous are as bold as a lion. Why is that so important? Because you're going to have the characteristics of the lion. There's only two animals that God refers to and identifies them with himself. The eagle and the lion. Ooh, you can't mistake a lion for a rabbit. You can't mistake a lion for an old armadillo. You can't mistake the eagle as being a mockingbird or a cardinal. He's the king of the sky, and the lion is the lion of the jungle. With Daniel's character, that lioness character, it held him steady when kings transitioned and laws changed, even when his God and government collided.
My God.
People that put their confidence in someone becoming the president of the United States and they hung all their hope on that, walked away sadly, dismayed, with their head in their hands, wondering, how are we going to get out of this mess? And January the 21st, God pulled the sky open with the sun and said, I am still on the throne. If your hope is in this world, the Bible says you're of all men most miserable. If there ever was a time for the church of the Lord Jesus, I'm not talking about those that have just been sliding in, because God has shook this thing to such a degree that a lot of people who said they were born again have fallen out of the boat. But for those of you that are here today and those of you that are watching me online, can I tell you, it's about double up time for the church to rise up, take courage in both hands, and charge out into the battle. This is the greatest day for the church. If you want to see what it's going to look like, read the book. God is going to have a church. I wish you'd take about 10 seconds and pop your hands together like you believe what I'm preaching. I want you to hear this. I'm giving you a little instruction here this morning. God did not entrust Daniel with power until he tested his character. I can take it, Pastor. Really? Let's put some pressure on, see how it goes.
Yeah.
Pastors that have been preaching stuff they don't even believe. God's going to get you through. God's going to do this. And the first thing they do is fold their Bible, shut the doors of the church, and whimper away in fear because somebody said close the door because somebody's going to get COVID. Can I tell you, long before COVID ever showed up, there was folks sneezing on one another in the church. The little kids were rubbing their nasty hands on everybody. And you went in that bathroom back there, even though we cleaned it.
You better say it again.
As not the first person that arrived. Come on, say yes, as far as I'll go right there. Can I tell you, germs and disease are going to be with us because we live in a fallen world? But be of good cheer. Take courage, my friend. There is one who took stripes on his back. And if you don't believe it, then stop preaching it and fold the book. But if Jesus can heal the brokenhearted, then he can heal every disease known to mankind. Otherwise, he's the greatest liar that's ever been. Take courage, my friend, and be filled with the character of God. Character is the inner guide of our morals and values. Character remains the same in all conditions. Character of God is not a hypocrite. Someone said the problem with talking with a hypocrite is that you never know who you're speaking with. I can assure you in the days ahead that Bible preaching like I'm doing here today and others will do, will never be politically correct, but it will be biblically sound. Godly character. Somebody shout, godly character. Now, how did he get courage? He got courage by godly character. But the second thing he had to have, two ingredients for courage, was godly convictions. My question is, do we have any conviction? Do you have any conviction? Do you have something that you won't do? Or will you just do anything? Daniel was a righteous man with heartfelt conviction. Conviction seems to be a bad word today, but I can assure you it's the first work of the Holy Spirit in the life of an individual. It is the action of accountability that proves the principle to live by. Having convictions is to be so convinced of something that you stand in faith believing regardless of the circumstances. Now you hear what I'm about to tell you. Listen up carefully. Many times the reason why other generations will abandon and excuse a conviction of the previous generation is because they did not have the experience of going through that difficulty or hardship that previous generation did. I don't know why. My parents are so stingy. No, you don't understand. They lived through the Great Depression. And they didn't have two dimes to rub together. So they had to hold back so that they could feed the family. Come on, somebody. Hey, they had to depend upon God more than you do today. You just go down to the Associates Finance and get you a 23% interest loan so you can go to Disney World or something. Can I tell you something? Back in the day, and I know we don't want to hear that, and that's the reason why I want to caution all the moms and dads and grandmoms and granddads out here, because you don't need to just give them your experience. You need to give them the Word of God. Then you can give them your experience. You let them know that if a man don't work, he shouldn't eat. Why is that so important? Because we've got a country full of freeloading. And if it's the government's desire of socialism, they will make everybody dependent upon getting a check in the mail without working for it. And God said that is a sin. I can't find a job. You got to get out of the bed and go fill out the resume. I don't know who I'm preaching to here this morning. No, you don't want to work. You want to lay up in there and eat ice cream all day long and collect a check from the government. But I can tell you, most people that are doing that, going down and getting them a 65-inch television set, going back home but can't pay for the internet to hook it up with. I came to tell you, get a job. There is godly character and godly convictions that we should be holding by. And I can assure you the standard is here. I'm not the standard, but Jesus has written it down. That's the reason why I like to talk to my father-in-law and those of that are my seniors, because I want to hear what they went through. Because when I hear the story of my father-in-law tell me that he was on up in his years before they got electricity into that one small home that they lived in northern Alabama. And then when the company, the power company did come and drop that 40-watt bulb into the living room, which was the only light in the room, his mother picked up the 119th Psalm and began to read it in succession. Can I tell you, all the kids laying around, can I tell you something? Lights or no lights, water or no water, you better have some godly character and convictions to say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. For when I'm tried, I will come forth as pure gold. You don't know what kind of... Some of you think you're 14 karat, but you're only... What's that other? No. What's that other gold? Fool's gold for sure, but I think it's like... See, I can't even get any ladies to respond because they don't even talk about nothing less than 14 karat gold. My wife and I went down. She gave me a gift for our 25th wedding anniversary several years ago, and we got new rings for each other. And so I put mine on. I started wearing it. Next thing I know, my fingers started swelling up. It started going all kind of nasty colors up underneath there. And I said, something's wrong with this. Something's wrong. Well, we need to maybe clean it. We went down there, cleaned it. I kept it. It just kept breaking me out. I couldn't do nothing with it until I found somebody who understood what gold was all about. He said, sir, what you've got is a little cheaper gold than what you should be. It's breaking out your finger. You're going to have to raise the level of the gold. Can I tell you, the only way that gold got any better, it was put into the fire. And when it came through the fire, then it had the right to say, I am 14 karat and not until. Ooh, I wish somebody lift your hand and say, take courage, my soul.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you and help you in your walk with the Lord. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to get you the information, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to correspond with you. We want to thank you for joining us each day at this same time, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.